Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome into ABQ Connect. We're joined this afternoon by our longtime friend Dave Slade from Dave Slade and Associates. Everybody on our station, Dave, has heard your name over and over and over. You and your wife have been longtime contributors and supporters, advertisers. You teach the men's Bible study at Calvary of Albuquerque on Thursdays, and you've been talking about the Holy Spirit.
Yes, we have. We've been studying it for the last 12 weeks. This Thursday, Jim, is our last teaching on the Holy Spirit.
So today, what we want to do is talk a little bit about the Holy Spirit and all the things you've learned, and you learn a lot when you're a teacher.
Yes, you do.
And Lee, and I know that, like our fearless leader at Calvary Albuquerque, Skip Heitzik, he has this just insatiable desire to always be reading and studying, and I think that's Dave Slade as well, right?
Well, I wish I could spend as much time as Skip gets to do. I think he devotes 20, 30 hours a week in study.
Yeah. Well, and I know you're running a business, and you're helping your wife with her nonprofit. At least you better be, or you're sleeping on the couch.
Well,
right?
I'm supporting her. I'm encouraging her.
That's good stuff. Well, and Holly and you guys have had you've been involved in the real estate community yourself for what, 40, 50 years here in Albuquerque?
35 years,
and you've started a couple companies, and one of those has grown to a pretty big company, and then you started Dave Slade and Associates when?
That started in 2001.
2001, and you service a tremendous clientele. You've got, you had a nice little party for a lot of your customers.
Sure did.
Last week, and I was sorry that, you were not able to attend. A little touch of the flu or something?
No, something like that, yeah. I've had a chest cold for a couple of weeks now.
Well, we're blessed that you're here today.
Thank you. Let's get right into talking, Dave, about the Holy Spirit.
I want to remind everybody that Dave is the author of a couple of books. One is called The Christ Virus. Was that your first book?
That's first book.
And these are things like many folks are familiar with, like the Left Behind series. I always pick books, Dave, that are put to movie scores.
Right.
Because a lot of people, they haven't read the book, but they watched the movie.
Right.
And I've got a feeling that these two books, Christ Virus and Dark Star Rising, which was your second book, are movie scripts in the making.
Well, I've had a lot of people that have said that they think that the stories would lend themselves to the big screen. So we'll see. There's a screenplay that's kind of been off again for the second book, Dark Star Rising.
Mm. Well, Dave, I know you love prophecy.
You
count on the fact that Jesus died for us, but you're anxiously awaiting his return.
I am. You know, and Jesus spent a lot of time warning people to be aware of the signs of the times. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people say, well, you know, why spend time really studying this? Because Jesus said to be aware of the signs of the times. In fact, he really was upset with people, if you remember, that they did not know the signs of the times when he came.
Mm-hmm.
Remember? I mean, he spoke with the Pharisees and the Sadducees and says, how is it that you know you can look up in the skies and discern the weather, but you didn't know the time of my arrival? Mm-hmm. And so I think just as important as was his arrival the first time will be his arrival the second time.
Well, and we're going to spend the last couple segments of the show today talking about your new study, which is going to begin on January 23rd at Calvary Albuquerque on Thursday mornings at 6:30 a.m.
Correct.
And it's going to be you're going to be studying the book as it was in the days of Noah.
Correct.
And it's warnings from Bible prophecy about the coming global storm. So it's going to be a neat Bible study. And again, want to remind anybody interested in that, all comers are welcome.
Absolutely.
Any cost to it?
No cost.
No cost. 6:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. You might have to bring some coffee and donuts, though.
Well,
right?
We do have coffee.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
There
absolutely.
You go.
Starbucks.
Anything happening on the Calvary Albuquerque campus
has
coffee.
Yeah, isn't that true?
I was getting a kick yesterday out of our creative team was having a meeting yesterday in the conference room, and Chip Lusco, of course, our general manager, he set up a little bit of food, but until they started drinking coffee and eating these cookies with M&Ms on them, there weren't a lot of visions going on. But they had some great creativity going on after they got a couple coffee and cookies in them.
Absolutely. You
know? That's some funny stuff. Well, Dave, we are joking about that, but all of us who believe, we know that the Holy Spirit is important, that He lives in us. So let's start talking about your Bible study. And first of all, the simple question is, who is the Holy Spirit?
Holy Spirit is the third part of the Trinity. It is the part of the Trinity that lives within us. We have the Father, we have the Son. The Son is basically our Savior, our Redeemer. And each part of the Trinity has a specific function. The function of the Holy Spirit is to live inside us and to change us, to give us the power to live that life that is worthy to be called a Christian and honors God. And that power is from the Holy Spirit.
Dave, this is a little bit off script, but I know a lot of people who take a look at the promises of God. They want to be healed. They want to have an abundant life. They want to avoid, they don't want to be held captive by sin and desires that, you know, everything, you know, there's things that take control of people that we all see in our society.
Sure.
Substance abuse, sexual desires, all these kind of things can derail us. And people want to be free from that. But I observe people thinking that maybe Christianity is a set of rules. And if I live this way, my life is going to change. Or if I try this or I try that, that's maybe mentioned in the Bible, that's going to change. And what I always try to tell them is, look, you mentioned that Jesus is our Redeemer. And what they really need to do first is to say, look, I'm blowing it. And all I simply need to do is receive the free gift of forgiveness that's extended to us through the cross. Jesus died on the cross for us. All of us already.
Yeah.
It's already happened. And so all you have to do is receive that. It's not, you don't earn it or anything else. And then that's the time the Holy Spirit comes into you.
Yeah. You know, you can't change yourself. All the great self-help books out there. Let me put it this way. You can change part of you, but in terms of the character, in terms of where a person's heart is, Jesus said it's desperately wicked, and it is. And our thoughts, the things that come out of our mouth, those are things that are very, very difficult for an individual to grab a hold of and to be able to change. And so the beautiful thing about a relationship with Christ is He takes us wherever we are in our life. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're an alcoholic. It doesn't matter if you're a drug addict, if you're a prostitute, whatever it is. It doesn't matter because Jesus loves you, and He wants a relationship with you. And the beautiful thing is the power to change then comes from the Holy Spirit. And the work of changing is a work of the Spirit in our lives, not something that we have to grind at all the time. It's the work of the Holy Spirit.
Well, that's amazing. And so another simple question. Is the Holy Spirit God?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. They're equal parts. I mean, it's a mystery. Don't ask me to explain how it all works. But we know that the Holy Spirit, the Father, and the Son are all equal. They're all together, and yet they're also distinctly separate. Each one has a function. And one of the best illustrations I've ever heard is that if you took H2O it has three different forms. It's all water, yet one form is water running, mm-hmm. one form is gas, and one form is solid. Mm. They're all the same, mm-hmm. but they're all different.
Yes. And each one ministering to you in a little bit different way.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So God is living inside of us in the form of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, absolutely.
How do you listen to that? How do you listen to the Holy Spirit? How can He speak to you?
Well, you know, Skip, I think, has said it best. One of the questions that he's often approached with all the time, and that is, how do I know God's will for my life? Mm-hmm. And this is a prevailing question that everybody has. Well, you know God's will for your life because you spend a lot of time with God. The more time that you spend in prayer, the more time you spend in study, in meditation, the closer you're going to be in relationship with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And the closer that relationship is, the easier it's going to be for you to be able to discern the will of God.
Mm. Well, there's all kinds of things that we have to talk about today with the Holy Spirit. We hope you'll stay with us on ABQ Connect. We're going to spend the next couple of segments reviewing what Dave has been teaching about the Holy Spirit, the Men's Bible Study, Calvary Albuquerque. And the second part is going to be talking a little bit about prophecy and a Bible study that he will be leading. Obviously it's based on the Bible, but led kind of outlined in the book as it was in the days of Noah. We'll be right back with Dave Slade. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
This Christmas, think of Matthew 20:28. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others and to give his life as a ransom for many. Following his example, we first serve our customers, employees, and community. Quality, service, and community. Merry Christmas from all of us at Duke City Ready Mix.
Grandpa, get in the kitchen. Grandpa, I need you in the parking lot.
Go here, go there. Ava's so bossy.
Get the mop, Grandpa. We've got a spill at table 5.
Stella, not you too. I've already got one boss, your sister.
We're a team. Get used to it.
Two bosses? They've come running in all directions.
We understand at your age it's hard to keep up.
Just go visit with the customers, Grandpa.
Monroe's on Osuna in the Heights. And coming soon, the new Monroe's downtown at 4th and Mountain.
This is Buck Buckner, owner of the Raintone Car Spa with 4 Albuquerque locations, including our newest at Sevilla and Coors. From my family and the entire Car Spa staff, may the holiday season and reason fill your home with joy, your hearts with love, and your life with laughter.
This is a fresh thought. Listen up to Levi Lusco.
Are you mentally strong? Are you taking the time to assess and to diagnose your own personal state of being? And to check in with yourself and to check in with your spouse and to be accountable to a community of people who can speak into your life and ask those tough questions. How you doing? How are your thoughts lately? Some of us, we just keep the volume up all the time because we don't even want to be alone with our thoughts. Because we feel like it's such a scary place and we instantly go dark. So we need to choose the environmental and behavioral choices that are going to bring us to a place where we're thriving, and whatever that looks like and whatever that needs, that's all great. But we certainly now we need to also bring in the component of the Holy Spirit.
For more fresh thoughts, go to levilusco.com.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
This afternoon, we are talking with Dave Slade. He's a businessman, author, and Bible teacher. He leads the men's Bible study, Calvary Albuquerque, on Thursdays in the evening. Now, you are going to be teaching this coming Thursday. That'll be the last teaching on the Holy Spirit.
For 2019, yes.
And you will pick it up again January 23rd.
Correct.
And you'll be talking about some prophecy and other things.
Right.
With the book, as it was in the days of Noah, is kind of an outline of that study.
Exactly.
It sounds exciting. Dave, tell us the difference, if you would, the difference between the fruit of the Spirit in your life and a spiritual gift.
Well, the gifts basically are in the area of healing is a gift, tongues is a gift, interpretation of tongues is a gift, teaching is a gift, evangelism is a gift, administration is a gift. These are all gifts. And if you think of it this way, the gifts are used, let's say, to build a church. Mm-hmm. But the fruit of the Spirit is what keeps the church full. The fruit of the Spirit is what brings people back to the church every week. And the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, long-suffering. And so these are all part of the fruit of the Spirit. And Paul said an amazing thing. One of the most amazing scriptures is, and that is, if you speak in tongues, but there's no love, you're nothing but a clanging cymbal. If you give your body up to sacrifice, doesn't matter. If you're the greatest teacher, it doesn't matter if there's not love. And that's profound. Yes. That means if you're the greatest teacher around, but you do not have love, which is one of the fruits of the Spirit, it's meaningless.
Yes.
And I think, unfortunately, we don't really think about that a lot, that the most important of the fruit of the Spirit is love. And love is profound. And love today, unfortunately, is what's missing in the church. It's what's missing in the world. And that's why people, you know, are at each other's throats all the time. Because at the center of everything, if we don't have love, is love of self. Mm-hmm. That we have. Mm-hmm. Everybody loves themselves. that we don't have to work at. But love is important. So the difference between the two, the gifts are what help build things, enable ministry, and fruit is basically what makes the gifts come alive. Mm. It makes the gifts come alive. It's what interacts with people, and it's what draws people to Christianity. Mm. There was a profound difference in the first century church. People knew it. The Romans knew it. Everybody knew it. The Christians were different, and we need to look different. We need to recapture that in our lives today, so that just from sitting down and visiting with a Christian, people know that you're different.
Dave, you'll remember the days when we were young Christians and we were very zealous about our faith, and we mm-hmm. wanted everybody to know the deal we just got.
Right.
And we wanted to do that out of love, and right. we were excited. But the way we did it is we'd take a little tract, mm-hmm. which, again, I'm not making yeah. fun of the tracts because I think no. they were important.
They're very important.
But the three spiritual law tracts, and they would talk about us having a separation from God, and they would talk about Christ being the bridge, and that we needed to ask for God's free. All good stuff.
The Roman road, yeah.
But what we would do is we'd hand them the tract, and then if they didn't believe instantly in what we believe, we'd walk away and go to the next person.
Yeah.
It was almost like we were selling something.
Yeah, exactly.
And I want to disagree with you with one thing you said. You sure. you mentioned that love is missing from the church. Well, I got to tell you something. There are a bunch of people I see that are full of love, and your wife is one of them.
Oh yeah.
You know, Holly founded the Feed to Mexico Kids.
Mhm.
And I'm so impressed with people that will go out and meet the physical needs of people.
Right.
And then kind of earn the right to be heard in that relationship, because that's
yeah.
what Jesus did.
Yeah.
You know, she's feeding people. And there are a massive number of Christians. I had the ministry team from Legacy Church here. Legacy is very involved with Feed New Mexico Kids and all kinds of other outreaches with homeless ministry and stuff. And they are committed to loving people.
Yeah.
And committed to people.
Yeah. When I say the church, I'm not talking, I'm talking about a totality. I'm
yeah.
talking about the numbers that we're seeing right now, that the churches are closing at record numbers
mm-hmm.
Across the world right now. There is a decline. Apostasy is a real thing. It's happening. So what causes apostasy? Why do people fall away from Christ? Why do churches close? It's a very, very important question.
Yes. And why do you think that is? I mean, are they just not sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit? Have they missed out on focusing on the Word and what God says? I mean, I guess it could be many things.
Well, I think you go back to the revelation of Jesus Christ to John, and you look at the message that Jesus gave to the seven churches. And one of those messages was, you have forsaken your first love, and your love is of me.
Mm.
And when a church becomes too focused on something other than Jesus Christ and the message of Christ and the love of Christ, then they become too much like the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when you become too much like the world, why to go to church?
Yeah, that makes total sense. Well, we've got a lot more to talk about, Dave Slade and the Holy Spirit and some prophecy in the second half of our program. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
As we celebrate the birth of Jesus this season, we wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas. From Advanced On-Site Protection Security, 505-897-1307.
Since 1970, Albuquerque Christian Children's Home has been providing a loving Christian home environment for children who are homeless, hurting, or at risk through no fault of their own. We accept these children without regard for their race, religion, culture, or social status, and care for them without any cost to the family member or the state. Our goal is to always show them the love of God through the care and dedication of the ACCH staff. For more information, go to our website at acch4kids.org or call 898-5520. Since 1970, Albuquerque Christian Children's Home has been providing a safe, loving home for children who have had so little and need so much. We feed, clothe, house, and share God's love with the children who have been missing those necessities in their young lives. There's no charge for the care at ACCH, and children can stay with us as long as they need our help. You can help by making a secured, tax-deductible donation today at acchkids.org or by calling 898-5520. And thank you for blessing the children.
Celebrate the true meaning of Christmas with the 35th anniversary production of Christmas Joy, December 14th and 15th. Tickets at nhccnm.org. A holiday tradition, dancers will inspire audiences to experience the greatest gift, the birth of our Savior. Experience the miracle. Don't miss Christmas Joy at the National Hispanic Cultural Center, December 14th and 15th. Tickets available now at nhccnm.org. Celebrate the reason for the season, Christmas Joy.
We here at DreamSpring, a community business lender making dreams of hardworking entrepreneurs come true, are grateful for you and your support of small businesses. If you need a business loan, call us at 1-800-508-7624. Happy holidays.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Dave Slade in studio with us this afternoon on ABQ Connect. Dave has been leading a Bible study the last 12 weeks on the Holy Spirit with Calvary Albuquerque, and you're going to be studying one more day. That's this Thursday. That'll be your final study on the Holy Spirit, and you're talking about the fruit of the Spirit as compared to spiritual gifts?
That's correct, yeah.
So want to have everybody, even if you haven't seen the rest or been present for the rest of the study, love to have you come out.
Oh, yeah, we'd love,
join
love,
everybody.
Love to have you, and then we can give you a little preview of coming attractions on the new study that we have starting next year.
Yeah, and that'll be starting up. You take a little bit of a break for the first of the year and
yep.
Christmas and so forth, so picking that up again January 23rd.
Correct.
Which is a Thursday. And again, you got to get up early. It's before work.
You do, but it's worthwhile.
And you get everybody out of there so they can get to work on time.
We do. We start right on time and we end right on time.
Yeah. Well, that's always kind of been a Calvary thing anyway.
Yeah.
I can remember Skip one time when somebody walked into the service late and he just stopped talking and just kind of looked at him, smiling, of course, but made him kind of uncomfortable because he didn't start talking until they sat down.
Sure, they got the message real fast.
But I like that. I've always enjoyed the atmosphere of people that are serious about the Word. And reading the Word really is a worship experience, and it's to be honored. And
absolutely.
And it's not just a trite little, you know, reading. So there's really a lot of respect and honor and worship extended by the things that Skip does with Calvary Albuquerque. And I've always really enjoyed
absolutely.
That atmosphere.
Yeah. We've learned well.
And it's an approach to the scriptures. Dave, do you follow the same kind of approach? Are you an expository teacher and you go through the text so that people can kind of understand what they're reading and the context of it?
Well, the Bible study we do is more topical.
Okay.
So it's different. We're teaching on a specific area of the Holy Spirit. Expository is basically line by line.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Chuck Smith was the guy that kind of kicked that off in the Calvary movement. So what we do is a little different. We take a book, and this we taught Chuck Smith's book, Running Water. So we take a book, we study the book, and we'll start a new book, and that's the way we teach our way through it.
Right, right. Good. Well, that's exciting stuff. So let's go through some of the, you know, you talked about the comparison of spirit, the fruit of the Spirit versus a spiritual gift. Remind us again, do you have to go through some prayer ceremony or something for the Holy Spirit to enter you after you receive the forgiveness that Jesus extends us?
Well, there's two different schools of thought on this.
Okay.
So let me give them both to you. One is that you receive the Holy Spirit at the time that you commit your life to Christ. And the other school of thought is that it's a separate baptism of the Holy Spirit at a separate time.
Mm-hmm.
So there's two different thoughts on that. Skip's thought, I believe, is that you receive the Holy Spirit at the time that you're saved.
Well, what I appreciate you're doing, Dave, is you're taking the scripture and you're giving us all the possibilities.
Yeah, we don't, that's one of the things that we really like to do. And that is rather than saying, this is the way it is, men,
yeah.
We say, look, there's different viewpoints on this. this is this viewpoint, this is that viewpoint. You choose which you believe is right for you, rather than just telling people this is the way it is.
Right. You think that the scriptures were intentionally written so that there'd be some of these questions out there we can all find out when we finally go to heaven?
Well, we'll find out when we go to heaven.
I knew you'd get by me on that one. What is the difference, Dave, when you talk about being talented in an area versus being spiritually gifted?
You know, I think there can be an overlap in that. Let me use myself as an example. I got saved when I was 19, and unfortunately I fell away by the time I was about 24 for a variety of different reasons. I had no idea that I had a gift of teaching, but I was drawn to teaching, and I taught at Manal School for a couple of years. And I taught English, and I taught journalism and government, which they used to teach back then, and history, American history. And I loved to teach. And it wasn't until many, many years later that I discovered that I had a spiritual gift for teaching. And actually, it was Skip himself, when I was in the School of Ministry in 1993-94, who said, you should pursue that when I was teaching. So I think you can have a talent for something, and I think you can have a gift, and I think the two can overlap. Overlap. In fact, I think before somebody is born again, they can be drawn, let's say, to teaching. They can have a talent for teaching, but it may be because God is already intending to give them the gift of teaching.
You bet. There's also some big responsibility, though, like with the gift of teaching. There's actually warnings about
big
what
warning.
You teach.
Yeah, and the warning is to be very, very careful that what you teach, that you do not mislead the sheep.
Mm-hmm.
If you mislead the sheep, woe to you.
Yes, and that's why I appreciate your position on taking issues that there may be questions or different perspectives on and
right.
presenting all
right.
sides. And I've got one of those right now, and
okay.
it's a question. A lot of these questions, Dave, I came up with from listeners that were sending in emails and different things about this over the last 6 months. And one of those is the evidence that the Holy Spirit is inside of you speaking in tongues?
Well, there again, there's a different schools of thought on that. One school is yes. In fact, the small charismatic church I was saved in, if you did not speak in tongues, then there was no evidence that you had a true conversion. And then there's the school of thought that says that no, it's a gift like any other gift.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that you do not have to speak in tongues or have any evidence of tongues in order to be saved. That happens to be one of the gifts,
mm-hmm.
Just like healing. I don't have the gift of healing. That doesn't mean that I'm not saved.
Right.
I do have the gift of tongues, but I know many people that do not have the gift of tongues.
Mm-hmm.
And they're holy people. Mm-hmm. So in my opinion, no.
Well, not only do I not have the gift of tongues, but I remember our worship leader, when I would start singing, he would say things like, Jim, could you just hum? Because I absolutely cannot carry a tune at all. So,
well, the gift of tongues doesn't always have to be angelic.
Yeah.
So some people, I've heard them speak in tongues, and you know, it's hard to understand what they're saying.
Dave, going along with speaking in tongues, there's also a concept that a lot of people talk about called the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Can you explain that to us a little bit?
Yeah, a baptism. The baptism of the Holy Spirit, we have actually, let me just pause for a moment. So we have four teachers in the men's Bible study. I don't teach every week myself. I'm blessed to have three other men that teach, Jerry Gallegos, Rick Mandeville, and Daniel Gayor. And these three are all highly qualified, and they helped me. And Jerry taught last week when I was sick on the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And the baptism of the Holy Spirit is a baptism where you're completely filled with the Holy Spirit, and it shows up in people's lives in different ways. Now, I had the baptism of the Holy Spirit happen to me at a critical time in my life when I was going through a divorce back in 1993, and God had put on my heart to go to the School of Ministry. And I remember thinking at the time, oh, this is crazy. And I was so depressed at the time, Jim, almost suicidal over what was happening in my life. And I just couldn't shake it. I could not get rid of this depression that had gripped me. And there was one day when I woke up and I was praying in the morning, and all of a sudden I was filled with the Holy Spirit. And I kid you not, for 8 hours I sang and I danced and I jumped around my living room. And to somebody that had been watching this outside would have probably thought, this guy has really gone off the deep end. He's completely lost it. But that was a filling of the Holy Spirit. And I never, ever, from that point forward, ever struggled with the depression that I had at the particular time of my life. It was like a fire had been lit inside of me. I can't explain it, but it was phenomenal, and it was so real and so powerful that it was a real turning point, and that's when I decided to come to the school ministry.
Dave, as you talk, I'm hearing a man that was broken and hurt,
yeah,
and yet feeling a call to be in ministry. Yeah. And the reason I want to state that is because there's a lot of people out there that they don't even want to come to church till they get everything straightened out. They don't want to tell anybody about their faith until they act perfectly. And the reason I'm bringing this up, obviously, is because we literally all are broken.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's the plight of humanity.
And we're all standing before God going, Lord, forgive me. I remember one time, sitting listening to a sermon, and the pastor was talking about road rage.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, wow, that's profound. You know, I yell at basketball officials and do things with my temper that I shouldn't be doing. And I'm going to take the 3 or 4 points that he made, and I'm going to implement those in my life.
Right.
And less than 1 minute later, I'm trying to get out of the parking lot at church, and I'm yelling at some guy cutting in front of me. So I want to encourage people. It doesn't matter where you're at, whatever you're dealing with right now. God's got some great things he can do for you, and you can minister and you can care for people right in your current condition. In fact, a lot of people that are hurting really get a lot of benefit by caring for other people.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's what I see all the time. Holly, your wife, has shared a mm-hmm. lot with Feed New Mexico Kids. She has a whole army of volunteers.
Yes.
And, you know, not that I want to say anything bad about the volunteers, but they're just like us. They're sure. all people struggling with daily life, but they're serving and they're sharing their time and money and investing in other people's lives to make sure they're fed. So that's just one example.
Yeah, and I think that's the real key word, investing. And that is, we all have a certain amount of time. Where do we spend our time? And then when we focus on eternity, we begin to realize that time is short, and one day we're going to be held accountable for what we did with the time for the Lord.
Well, in our next segment, we'll talk about two more things with the Holy Spirit, but then we're going to go on to your next study, which starts on January 23rd. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. Dave Slade and I will be right back.
Hi, I'm Ben Lucero, president and owner of Indigo Mortgage, and proud to be a locally owned and operated mortgage company right here in New Mexico. Being local carries many positives for consumers, such as being able to meet face-to-face. You will receive quick response times, and all loans are processed here locally. And you will always talk with the same people from application to funding. All of our employees live here, and all profits from loan origination stay right here in New Mexico. Indigo Mortgage believes in supporting our local economy, and if at all possible, we use local vendors for supplies and technical support. I personally hire and vet all loan officers, and I assure you that your loans will be dealt with both ethically and with knowledge. Indigo Mortgage can offer the best rates and terms available on the market, so contact us today. On the net at indigomortgage.net or by calling 836-5700. That's 836-5700. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. NMLS 188-348.
Hi, this is John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive. Has God shown you that there are things in your life that need to be changed and fixed? Generally speaking, we all have these things in our lives in one shape or another. The difference is if we take care of them right away or not. In the automotive repair world, I've seen this over and over. Catastrophic failures due to people not fixing small issues with their vehicle right away. Here at Southern Boulevard Automotive, we take care of all your vehicle's repair and maintenance needs. We are ASC Master Certified and AAA approved. We are located in Rio Rancho on the corner of Southern and Western Hills across from McDonald's. Our phone number is 892-2300. That's 892-2300. And we have free towing to our facility for repairs. Just ask for details. And with those things God is showing you that you need to change and fix, please don't put it off and let these small issues in your life become catastrophic failures. Jesus stands beside you ready to fix all that is broken in you if you will just simply ask him to do so. And he's already paid the price for the repair.
At Bosky HVAC and Roofing, our priority is investing in our community, and we don't want to forget those less fortunate. May your home be filled with joy this Christmas season. Our family and staff wish you and your family a blessed and wonderful Christmas.
The holidays continue to shine at Crown Jewels and Coin with our Staying in Business 70% off sale. For over 50 years, we've shared in your family's celebrations with top quality, affordable jewelry. Our base prices are lowest, so our sales beat all others in town. Plus, we buy, trade, and offer loans or easy financing. Whenever you need extra cash or a spectacular gift, we'll make it happen. We're here for you, and we're here to stay. Crown Jewels and Coin, for all you treasure. San Mateo, north of Candelaria.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. Ever wonder why car dealerships advertise the way they do? Shouting cars and prices at you, maybe even using a funny voice? Well, they're hoping you get lost in the clutter. So just remember this. Power Ford will beat any new Ford deal in New Mexico or put $1,000 cash in your pocket. Plus, you'll drive away with a 100,000-mile warranty on every vehicle. We're two-time Dealer of the Year and Best of the City for a reason. You. Find your ride at mypowerford.com.
Take your knowledge of Scripture to a whole new level with online classes from Veritas International University. Learn more about the Bible on your schedule while working toward a certificate or fully accredited undergraduate or graduate degree that will impact your spiritual life for the rest of your life. Select teachings from the Bible from 30,000 feet are now part of the distance learning curriculum at Veritas International University with online classes from Pastor Skip Heitzig, including Old Testament Survey, New Testament Survey, Genesis, and Revelation. When you complete the Bible from 30,000 Feet curriculum and connect with Calvary College, you'll receive a special certificate from Calvary Church. Through Veritas, you can take online, fully accredited classes working towards a bachelor's, master's, or PhD. The spring semester is quickly approaching. For a full list of classes and to enroll, go to viu.ves.edu. That's viu.ves.edu. On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Dave Slade in studio with us this afternoon. Dave, of course, the owner of Dave Slade & Associates. You hear his commercials on KNKT. He's been a longtime supporter of the radio station and the ministry here. He also is a Bible teacher for Calvary Albuquerque, an author of a couple of different books. We mentioned those at the onset, but I want to mention them one more time. Dave has written a couple of prophetic novels. Is that
I wouldn't say they're prophetic. I would say that they are prophetic fiction is what they are. In other words, they are fiction written in the prophetic vein, very much like Joel Rosenberg.
Gotcha. And they're fun. There's espionage and intrigue and all kinds of great things. So the first book was called The Christ Virus, and these books are available.
Yes.
Amazon has them. And the second book is Dark Star Rising.
Yep.
And I'm kind of excited about what you said. Maybe somebody considering that to put on the big screen. That would be really fun.
Yeah, I think that it would be interesting to see a story like that come alive. The first book, I'll mention, The Christ Virus, was finished in 2011, published in 2012, and it predicted, and I'm not taking any credit for this, but it predicted the presidency of Donald Trump.
Wow.
It predicted that a Republican would become the president in 2016. He would be from the state of New York. He would be incredibly wealthy, and he would be bent on withdrawing the troops from the Middle East.
Wow.
That's all in the Christ Virus.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Well, maybe you have the gift of prophecy.
I don't know.
Let's talk a little bit, Dave, about the spiritual gifts. I know there, you know, we kind of have a list of what Scripture says, but there are people of different circumstances listening to the program today. There are some that are maybe they're elderly and they're retired and they're sitting back going, you know, what can I do? How has God gifted me? And that may not be something that, you know, maybe they've raised their families and they've spent all their energy taking care of kids and stuff, but now God has something else for them. There are people that are hurting and are broken and in some way thinking they're disqualified from helping other people and ministering in what I will call the power of the Holy Spirit. And then there's other people that are just going through life and, you know, they tithe, they give donations here and there, they care about our community, they volunteer. So I want to address this to all, everybody. What are some of the gifts of the Holy Spirit as we talk about those?
Well, my wife has the gift of helps. She also has the gift of administration, which she wouldn't take credit for, but she does. There's the gift of teaching. There's the gift of prophecy. There's the gift of tongues. There's the gift of healing. These are all parts of the gifts that the Holy Spirit administers. And as you start and think about the gifts, you can see how they are designed to work within the body and outside of the body. And God specifically sculptured them so that they would be able to build a church and then have the church be able to go outside of the church and to be able to reach the world.
Dave, what is the gift of faith?
The gift of faith, some people have an amazing gift of faith, and the gift of faith goes beyond, we all have a gift of faith, but the gift of faith is the ability to really take God's promises and hold on to them despite circumstances and to believe the Word of God completely to the point where you're willing to, you know, do things that a lot of people are not willing. Let's say that you believe that God has called you to be a missionary in Africa. This gift of faith, it takes a great gift of faith to sell everything and go to another part of the world. It takes a great gift of faith like Skip and Linya to leave Southern California and the waves that he loved and come all the way out to a place called Albuquerque and believe that God called you to start a church. That takes faith. That's not just a normal faith. That is a supernatural faith. And that's what I would say is different. It's a supernatural faith that allows people to do amazing things.
Well, Dave, let's shift gears now. Your last study is going to be this Thursday, and you're talking about the fruit of the Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit and how those are different. That'll be held in the Hub at Calvary Albuquerque here this Thursday at 6:30 a.m. in the morning. Correct. Coffee is served.
Yes.
People can bring something to eat, I'm assuming, early?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, I know a lot of people are out trying to get to work on time and everything else, and that's on the campus of Calvary Albuquerque, which is 4001 Osuna. The Hub is just north of the main sanctuary and kind of the red building, and Connection Studios are in the back of that, which is where we are right now. So just to give people a reference point. Now, you're going to be starting a new Bible study, and that's going to be January 23rd, and it's based on the book As It Was in the Days of Noah. Well, actually, it's based on the Bible, but this book is going to kind of outline that prophetic section of Scripture. And you're really talking about Matthew 24, where Jesus was saying, upon my return, it's going to be as in the days of Noah.
Correct. That's the Olivet Discourse, Matthew 24. And toward the end of that chapter, Jesus says, in the latter days, it will be as in the days of Noah. And there's a lot packed into that statement. And when we go back and we read as in the days of Noah back, I think it's Genesis 3, Genesis 6, we go back and read that, we begin to see, get a picture of the world. And the picture of the world is that it was incredibly evil. Mm-hmm. So evil at that time that God said he was sorry he even made man, yeah. Which is a incredible statement. There's a lot of other things that were going on. There was the Nephilim, which were fallen angels, and their relationships with the daughters of Eve, with women, and the progeny that they produced, which were called the giants. And a lot of people believe that the Goliath of Gath was one of those such giants. And we know that when the Hebrews entered the land of Canaan to spy out originally, they were terrified of the high-walled cities and the giants that lived there. So that's part of the days of Noah. And you and I were talking off air. We're at a point right now where the ability to alter a person's DNA through the CRISPR molecule, which allows basically to go in and cut a piece of DNA out and insert a new piece of DNA, give scientists the ability to basically recreate creation. And hopefully for many, many good reasons. But always when there's an opportunity for good, there's an opportunity for evil. And so I believe that we're on the verge right now, within the next 10 to 20 years, we're going to see pretty amazing things that are going to happen in terms of genetic engineering, that's going to allow man to be able to change God's creation. That's one thing. The other thing that's happening that we're seeing right now in the world right now is we are on a quick slide toward anarchy across the world. What we're finding out is that democracy, unfortunately, is not working. It's not working because democracy is founded upon compromise. And when two sides will not compromise anymore, whether it's the United States or whether it's over in Europe or wherever it might be, it doesn't work. And what happens when you go toward anarchy? Then you are setting yourselves up. Basically, what happened in Germany when Hitler came to power in 1932 was preceded by 10 years back all the way to 1922, when he began to prey upon people and their fears and their hatreds and began to attract followers.
Mm. Well, I'm reading now from Genesis 6:8, where it says that Noah found favor in the sight of the Lord. He was considered to be the last righteous man on earth. And therefore God had him build the ship and load up the animals, and we're all very familiar with the story, but the rest of the earth was destroyed.
Yeah.
And all of its inhabitants. Now, we're also told that God's never going to wipe out the earth again like that. He's never going to flood the earth. And now we have Jesus, and we have his atoning death on the cross. But as you've said, we have evil just seemingly, even in our own community. I mean, crime and all of these things are just starting to overwhelm, you know, our police departments and things. And we don't have, you know, the resources a lot of times to handle all of it.
Yeah, and I think it's only going to get worse, Jim. I always try to be an optimist, but I try to be a realist. And when I look at the situation right now, what separates right now in the United States and our political system is not just two parties. The two parties are a reflection of the cultural divide, the tribal divide that has happened within the United States. So you have one side that believes against abortion, believes in the right to life, believes in laws being enforced. You have one side that does not. And these are not things that are easy to compromise over. Mm-hmm. And so what we're seeing is a disintegration, a fracturing of political system based upon cultural divide. And that's a very, very difficult thing to overcome. And that's happening all over the world right now. And so when the systems that you have in place do not work, then you are prone to having somebody step in there and say, I can make it work, but, you know, you got to get rid of all these systems, these political systems. Mm. You're setting yourself up for a dictatorship or a strongman to be able to come in. And I believe that the world is headed in that direction right now.
So when somebody attends the Bible study, do you feel like it equips them better for daily life? Does it make them more hopeful in God's power and his overriding presence in our life? Or is it going to be something where they start to get worried about the things that you're talking about now?
Well, look, prophecy gives us great hope. It gives us great hope because we know how the end is going to occur. And Jesus told us to be aware of the signs of the times. And we as Christians, I think, need to be equipped. We need to be telling people about the signs of the times and saying, look, this is all foretold. It's all happening. You know, take them back to Ephesians 35, 36, the Valley of the Dry Bones, and say, look, this was prophesied 2,500 years ago. And it happened in 1948. Israel became a nation. Or the scripture that says, how can a nation, you know, how can a nation be born in one day? And it was born in one day. Yes. These incredible scriptures that are coming true. First Timothy 3 that says in the latter days, men will be lovers of themselves. We're there. That's fulfilled. So that gives me hope, and I think it gives hope to the men that come to the study, because the closer we draw to Jesus' return, to the rapture of the church, the more excited we should become. Mm-hmm. Now, that doesn't mean that there's going to be difficulty along the way. There is going to be difficulty. But it also helps us prepare for those times.
Amen. We have a lot more coming up with Dave Slade. One more segment. We hope you'll stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Sarah Crutchfield with High Desert Hospice. Our family at High Desert Hospice would like to wish you a very Merry Christmas.
Online at highdeserthospice.care. That's highdeserthospice.care. Merry Christmas.
Hey, I need to get in shape. I'm tired of the way I feel.
Then Designer Body's world-class gym is for you. They are family-owned and operated, and their passion is to lead by example while empowering you to achieve your absolute personal best. The professionals at Designer Body's world-class gym offer gym memberships, personal training, and nutrition management in an atmosphere of fitness, faith, and fellowship. For more information, call 899-1700. That's 899-1700. Or visit us at our website, www.designerbodies.com.
The Winter Movie Marathon at Calvary Knob Hill. Bring a new unwrapped toy for children in need and join us for 14 hours of some of your favorite movies. It's all happening Saturday, December 14th at 10 a.m.
Hey, you didn't say which movies you're going
to
be showing.
Oh, I'm actually not allowed to say on the radio.
Well, can you say things like, I am your father?
No.
What about, I find your lack of faith disturbing?
No, not that either.
These aren't the robots you're looking for.
That's not even the right line. Look, all I can say is they take place a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. We'll be showing episodes 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. Stay for the whole thing or just for one of the films. The toys we collect go to children in our community who wouldn't otherwise have a Christmas. Saturday, December 14th at 10 a.m. I'll see you there.
Hey, Jason.
Yeah.
I love you.
I know.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Dave Slade in studio with us this afternoon. We've been talking about the men's Bible study at Calvary Albuquerque. They have spent the last 12 weeks going through the topic of the Holy Spirit and studying the Bible. Dave, you've indicated that you've used a book. What is that book that you've been going through?
It's Living Water by Chuck Smith.
By Chuck Smith. And, of course, Chuck Smith, for many of you, the young ones don't know who Chuck Smith is.
Probably not.
He was an old guy. So
yeah.
We got to remind him. Chuck was the founder of the Calvary movement back in what they call the Jesus movement days. Late 60s.
Yep.
A lot of guys like Pastor Skip and Greg Laurie and all of them were all part of that, all attending Costa Mesa.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I think they were having Bible studies on the beach eating pizza.
Probably were.
And that's the one thing I want to emphasize to everybody. Yeah. I mean, we have a lot of fun talking about this, but people that have had a cultural experience with church where you go on Sundays, that is really not reality. The folks that are really enjoying their walk with God and have their families tied up, church is a lot of times a night. It's fellowshipping with people at a home group. It's coming to a midweek Bible study. And I know a lot of the churches around time. I know Legacy Church has a lot of those programs going on. And Dave, I want to, you know, Hoffmantown and many of the Methodist churches have a lot of neat men's programs. You've made a decision to minister and encourage men.
Yes.
Why have you done that?
Well, what you just mentioned, Jim, and that is relationship. And Calvary has become very focused on this now, and that is that relationships are built primarily outside of church. They're built in small groups. They're built in Bible studies. It's very difficult in a church the size of Calvary, 16,000 or whatever it is, to be able to have relationships built within such a large community. But when you break that down into small parts, it's achievable. And the relationship is the most important part. And that's what keeps people, I think, fired up about coming to church, being in the Word, because they're able to meet with people that love them, that care about them, to share their problems. Maybe it's one or two people that you really have an accountability with where you can open up. You don't open up to everybody, obviously, but you open up to certain people to be able to tell them what's going on in your life, where they can pray for you, where they can minister you. Relationship's important, and it's very important because that's what Jesus told us. He said, if you're connected to me, you can do all things. But if you're not, you can't do anything.
So you shared a little bit about your testimony and coming to faith early in your early 20s and then kind of falling away. Is Dave Slade a guy that was always open to having these kind of relationships and being part of a group and having accountability?
Oh, no. Goodness, no. I was very self-centered, very self-focused individual, and you know, there are times I still struggle with that. But no, I was into myself. I was.
And what changed? What changed? How did that change in your life? When did you realize you really needed the fellowship?
Well, you know, it began changing back when I got saved. I was saved down at New Mexico State, and I got into a Bible study there. But there were some instances and circumstances in my life where I left that community. I went to work in construction, and I was separated from it. And I got into a church, and I think it was the third Sunday I was there, the pastor resigned. Mm-hmm. And I got into another one, and the pastor and the associate pastors got into it, and they quit. And it's like I
now
thought,
they didn't quit because you were there, right?
No, I hope not. And I thought, my gosh, what's going on here? So my faith was a new faith, and it was shaken because I didn't really have the mentorship that I needed at that time. And as I said, I moved out of the community that I was grounded in, and I was on my own. And that's always the danger, particularly for a new believer. You have to have community. You have to have people around you that are encouraging you and say, you know, keep going, keep going. I mean, that's what Jesus was saying, you know, endure to the end. That's what Paul was saying, finish the race. It's that exhortation to keep going, and you need those kind of people in your life.
How does the men's Bible study at Calvary work? I mean, guys come, they show up, 6:20 or so, a few minutes before the study starts. They're in place, ready to go. You have a Bible study. Do they have an opportunity to meet people and talk with people?
Absolutely. A lot of guys will show up, let's say 15, 20 minutes before study. They'll hang around, for 15, 20 minutes after study. And that's when they're connecting to the other brothers. That's where they're visiting, they're fellowshipping. We also have worship. One of the members plays guitar and does wonderful worship songs, and so we worship before we begin the teaching.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like a great time. I want to, of course, extend an invitation to listeners, and it's just a men's study.
Yes, it is.
And Dave, you're not putting off women. What you're trying to do is equip the men so they're doing the right things with the women.
Oh, absolutely. I did have one woman call me up one time and said, how come this study's just for men and not for women? And I said, well, because men need a separate study for themselves. There's issues that men need to talk about, just like there's issues that women need to talk about that you can't do when you bring the two together.
Yeah.
And so it's an opportunity for men to be men and women have their own fellowship.
Well, and a lot of churches. I know Sagebrush Church just recently hosted this past September the Love and Respect Seminar with Dr. Emerson Eggerich. We had Dr. Eggerich on the phone interviewing him on this program and just really enjoyed it. So I know Sagebrush is really interested in doing ministry to both men and women. Calvary Albuquerque Legacy, all of the big churches have been focused on that. And some people aren't cut out to be in a big church. So you have small churches like the Washed by the Words and the smaller Baptist churches and things. They have a smaller church, but what you're discussing is really a way to have intimacy regardless of the size of the church. Get involved with a Bible study. Your study is open. You have a number of different teachers, and so it sounds like a neat thing. Tell us a little bit about this book as it was in the days of Noah.
Well, as we've discussed, I love prophecy. I mean, I really love it. And at night when I can't go to sleep or if I wake up in the middle of the night, I form a timeline in my head based on Scripture, and I go through all the things that have happened prophetically. And so I really enjoy prophecy because it encourages me. I think it's incredibly encouraging to be able to go to the prophetic word and say, wow, that has all been fulfilled, and who else can predict these things hundreds and thousands of years before they've happened except God? And then these are the things that are ahead. And then I look to our current, our current events, and I say, well, where are we? Where are we in the timeline right now? And personally, I believe we're very close. Mm-hmm. I believe that the return of Jesus is soon. And I think there's a lot of indicators that we will be studying in this book that suggests that he's coming soon.
Well, the fun part of all of this is that, again, you're not going to speak ex cathedra. You're not saying this is the way it is, but you're going to give people as many options as the Bible discusses, and you're going to talk about, you know, differences in different beliefs and let people study the word for themselves and come to the final conclusion about anything that might be debatable. But you're showing them how to work out their faith.
Absolutely. I want to be able to open it up as much as possible. For example, when Noah had his ark, people said, well, why was everybody wiped out? Well, one of the theories is the DNA of man was corrupted.
There you go. Dave Slade, thanks so much. We never have enough time, my friend.
Yeah, we run out.
We'll get you back in January.
Thank you, Jim.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you.
Thank everybody out there for joining us on ABQ Connect. We'll see you tomorrow.
ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.